what the old covenant could not do for people, self-determination could not do, the Holy Spirit has done. And then, if we now listen to the Spirit, verse 4, God's standards will be fulfilled in us little by little. Isn't that wonderful? But if you continue to not seek the power of the Holy Spirit, think that you can manage by your determination to overcome, Romans 8 verse 8, you will never please God because you're in the flesh. You have to, Romans 8 is teaching us that you need the power of the Spirit. Now, Romans 8, 9 says, you do have the Holy Spirit when you're born again. In fact, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, Romans 8 verse 9, the last part, then you don't even belong to Him, which proves that every person, as soon as he asks Jesus to come into his heart, it's the Holy Spirit who has come in. So I'm not asking you to receive the Holy Spirit. If you don't have the Spirit, you're not even born again. But I'm saying that that Holy Spirit, like I said the other day in the conference, must fill every room. Ask God to show you the areas in your life where you're not, where He's knocking at the door and you're not opening the door for Him to come in. That's what makes you afraid to stand up for Christ in front of your unconverted relatives, ashamed to stand up for Christ in your office, or unable to overcome sin. It all goes in one packet. If you are ashamed to own Christ before your unconverted relatives and in your office when it comes to the stand, don't ever ask Him to help you to overcome sin. You will be a slave to your anger, you'll be a slave to your lust, because the Lord says, you're ashamed of me. You're ashamed of me before people who don't know me. You're seeking your own honor. Why in the world should I help you? It's a very little thing the Lord asks of us. Be my witnesses. Okay, you are not able to overcome certain sinful habits, but at least can you tell other people that you're a born-again Christian? And tell them that there's a difference between nominal Christianity and being a born-again Christian. I made that clear to my family members and relatives right from the beginning. Cousins and uncles and aunts and all. They may have thought I was crazy. It doesn't matter. I know where they are today and where I am. I know what God did for me and I see them sinking. Well, I hope they get saved, but if they're lost, they'll never blame me. They'll never be able to stand at the judgment seat of Christ and turn around to me and say, Zach, you never told us the truth. I'll say, I told you the truth from day one. You didn't listen. Will you be able to say that to people who know you so well? I'm not talking about strangers, but people who know you so well, your own relatives. Have you let them know? Or are you ashamed to acknowledge the one who was not ashamed to hang naked on a cross for you? He was not ashamed. This is the thing that used to help me when I was in the Navy. Yeah, it was not easy to be a witness for Christ in the midst of godless people in the Navy. But always the thing that helped me, I would say to myself, Lord Jesus, you were not ashamed to hang in an underwear on a cross. Why did He hang in an underwear on a cross for me? Lord, I'll never be ashamed of you. That's the thing that strengthened me, never to be ashamed in front of my naval colleagues, in front of my unconverted relatives, nominal Christian relatives, used to go to church regularly but were not born again. I'd say, well, I'm not ashamed to say you must be born again. Jesus said that. So, dear brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you. And in conclusion, I want to read to you from Zephaniah, the wonderful passage in Zephaniah which I would encourage you to believe and confess. If you can remember these verses, let me read them to you. Zephaniah chapter 3. You know where Zephaniah is, sort of the fourth book from the end of the Old Testament. Malachi, Zechariah, Haggai, those are the last three. And just before that is Zephaniah. Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 14 to 17. And I want to read this as applying to us Christians. Shout for joy, O bride of Christ. I'm applying it to us. Shout for joy, O bride of Christ. Shout in triumph, all you believers. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O bride of Christ. The Lord has taken away His judgments against you. He's not here to judge you. He took that judgment on the cross completely, not 99%, but 100%. He has cleared away the devil, defeated him completely. You don't have to be afraid of him. He's cleared away. He's dealt with your flesh. And the Lord of the church is in your midst. Jesus, the Lord of the church, is in your midst. You will don't have to fear any type of disaster or evil in your life from now on. It will not happen. God will make everything work for your good. And in that day it will be said to the church, don't be afraid, O bride of Christ. Don't let your hands fall limp in discouragement. Because the Lord your God is in your midst. He is the warrior fighting for you. And he will rejoice over you with joy. And you think of yourself and say, no, that can't be. He said, no, how can God rejoice over me? He will. Is it because you're perfect? No. Because you are in Christ. He placed you in Christ and he sees you in his beloved Son. You believe that? I'm very thankful that when my Heavenly Father looks at me, he doesn't look at me as Zach Poonen. He sees me as in Christ. It's a wonderful thing. And that's why he rejoices over me with joy. And this is a beautiful verse. He'll be quiet in his love, or a proper translation of that would be in the middle of verse 17. He is silently planning for you in love all the time. I have that verse written in front of me, my table where I work. God is always silently planning for you in love. I never get discouraged, I'll tell you honestly. If I tempted to get discouraged, I look at that verse. God is always, not with a loud shout, silently planning for me in love. I wish somebody had told me that when I was first converted. I don't know, all these preachers never told me these important verses. I've quoted that verse to people all over the world, wherever I've gone. God is always silently planning for you in love. Why are you always looking for a handout from somebody else or somebody to help you or something? No, I'm not interested in anybody in the world. God is planning for me and he will take care of me. He knows my weaknesses. He knows my limitations. He knows what all things I have to face. He's always silently planning for me in love. Everything he plans for me is for my good. And therefore he will also rejoice over you with shouts of joy. This is our Heavenly Father. He's accepted you in Christ. Believe it. Rejoice in it. He is your Heavenly Father. And just like your little child may sometimes slip up and do something wrong, you don't reject him. Because even if he did something very bad, you won't throw him out of the house. No. You'll discipline him. You'll correct him. But he'll say, son, I'm happy. You're my son. I love you. You're my son. I love you. That's exactly what God says to you as well. Don't ever let the devil tell you anything else. Let's pray. Please don't forget the grace in which God has made you to stand. Don't slip away from there, my brother, sister. It's a wonderful position. It's not because we deserve it. It's entirely because of what Christ did for us on the cross. You don't have to beg and plead for the Holy Spirit. Just open your heart and say, Lord, I want the Holy Spirit too. I don't understand all this, Lord. I'm not a theologian or a Bible scholar. I'm a simple child of yours. I want every part of my life to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. Please help me. I know today I realize I'm standing in a grace and you're rejoicing over me. You're silently planning for me in love. Thank you, Lord. Let me believe this all my life. I believe my life is going to be different from now on, from today. Thank you, Heavenly Father. It's going to be different, we believe. It's really going to be different in our lives. And it's going to change our attitude to others as well. Thank you for being with us this morning. In Jesus' name. Amen.